In Arkansas Department of Commerce, Division of Workforce Services versus Legal Aid of Arkansas, 2022 ARC 130, the Arkansas Supreme Court affirmed a circuit court ruling that the Department of Workforce Services must provide unredacted information under the Freedom of Information Act and may not rely upon an exemption for ongoing criminal investigations. The majority ruled DWS was not a law enforcement agency. Justice Hudson explained. Legal Aid filed suit on February 18, 2021. Legal Aid alleged in its petition that it had made its FOIA request after hearing from many claimants that were having trouble accessing their unemployment benefits, including month-long delays in processing claims, wrongful denials, unsubstantiated allegations of fraud or overpaid benefits, and lack of information about application procedures. According to the petition, DWS had provided neither the records responsive to the FOIA request nor a timeline for doing so, despite extensive correspondence between the parties, and Legal Aid prayed that the circuit court schedule a hearing within 7 days and order DWS to produce the documents relevant to Item 10 within 10 business days of the hearing. The circuit court held a hearing on Legal Aid's petition on March 2, 2021. DWS's representative, Don Denton, testified that the records responsive to Item 10 were expected to compromise more than 42,000 pages of emails that had to be printed, reviewed, and redacted where necessary. The circuit court entered an order on March 12, 2021, finding that DWS was substantially justified in its delay responding to Legal Aid's FOIA request. However, the court ordered DWS to submit an estimated timeline for production of the records pertaining to Item 10 and to provide those records to Legal Aid on a weekly basis in accordance with this timeline. In a March 19, 2021 letter to the circuit court, DWS anticipated that based on the agency's current technological resources and staffing level, its review, redaction, and production process would be complete within 25 weeks. End of quote. On appeal, the agency relied upon an exemption of having to produce records involving undisclosed investigations by law enforcement agencies of suspected criminal activity under Section 25-19-105B6. It reasoned such information was exempt, quote, regarding the factors or algorithm that it uses to screen applicants for PUA benefits because it is actively participating in an ongoing nationwide effort to combat fraudulent claims related to pandemic-inspired UI programs. End of quote. Legal Aid, on the other hand, argued an exemption for ongoing investigations is inapplicable to the department in this case because it is not a law enforcement agency. The majority agreed and reasoned DWS is not a law enforcement agency and may not rely upon the exemption, so it affirmed. A second argument by DWS was that the records were exempt to protect competitors for benefits, as in a case of bidding, but this was unpersuasive. Quote, interpreting the competitive advantage exemption narrowly as we must, we agree with the circuit court's refusal to apply this exemption to the information that DWS is seeking to protect. Applicants for unemployment benefits are not competitors or bidders within the plain language of Section 25-19-105B9A. This exemption is intended to protect trade secrets and other proprietary information businesses submit to governmental entities to satisfy regulatory requirements or for other purposes. End of quote. Justice Wood concurred without a separate written opinion. A dissenting opinion written by Justice Womack reasoned, for the reasons discussed in my dissent in Thurston v. League of Women Voters of Arkansas, 2022 ARC 32, sovereign immunity bars this FOIA action against the Division of Workforce Services, a state agency. Arkansas Constitution, Article 5, Section 20. Accordingly, I would reverse the circuit court's order and dismiss the underlying action. End of quote. A second dissenting opinion, written by Justice Webb, would hold that DWS is entitled to rely upon the criminal investigation exemption. Quote, unique to DWS, prosecutions for the violation of any of the criminal provisions of Art Code and Section 1110-106 may also be commenced by the filing of information in any court having jurisdiction without bond for cost by the director, any field auditor, or other duly authorized agent of the director. Art Code and Section 1110-106E1. Not only can the director file his or her own criminal charges, but he or she can prosecute appeals from any verdicts or rulings which are adverse to the state without appeal bonds by the filing of a petition for appeal. Finally, the director has the authority to create and maintain a unit known as the Enforcement Unit, Art Code and Section 1110-306G1-2. This unit is required to be maintained by a staff adequate to make investigations, hold hearings, and take testimony in connection with the enforcement of laws related to DWS, to the end that fraudulent claims on the part of claimants and the violation of this chapter on the part of employers may be curtailed to the minimum possible. Clearly, DWS has the power to conduct criminal investigations of violations, refer those violations for mandatory criminal prosecution, or initiate criminal prosecutions on its own. This includes the UI and PUA fraud that is the subject of the FOIA request at issue in the case at bar. It is rather confounding that the majority cannot detect that DWS has a criminal investigative function when there are crimes spelled out in our statutes related to UI and PUA. Criminal prosecutions by the Attorney General and prosecuting attorney are mandatory, and DWS can initiate and prosecute its own criminal charges. Under the majority's reasoning in this case, sheriff and police departments are not criminal investigative agencies. The majority's analysis and its natural conclusion is non sequitur. End of quote. End of decision.